Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Very good evening to you, Kumish. You've had a cracker of a year. Kumish. Hi.
Hi. Can you hear me, Zinga?
I can hear you very well. Thanks for joining us on Kaya Biz.
Excellent. Thanks.
I mean, you must be floating. Your operating profit passed the £1 billion mark.
Thanks, Mzinga. I think, you know, we post that our pre-provision adjusted operating profit was up just under 8% to just over £1 billion.
Yeah.
And that is a milestone for the group. And I think it showed a great sense of resilience in both our geography, the both anchor geographies that we operate in. And you know, obviously our operations are beyond both South Africa and the UK. These are the two primary listings that we operate to. We have our family listings in. So I think from our perspective, in what was a very difficult year, our business has shown that the core franchises were able to operate.
Yeah.
And notwithstanding some of the headwinds in the year, that we were able to post a fairly solid set of results.
Yeah, Kumish, your growth has been attributed to, and I'm quoting directly here, continued client acquisition and strong net inflows into discretionary and annuity funds under management. Can you just break that down and give us more insight into what that means?
Sure. So I think there are a couple of key things for us. When looking at the client segments that we operate in, and this is broadly speaking to the South African market, and I can chat also to the UK market, but more broadly from a South African perspective, we operate in two key broad client segments, private client and corporate. And obviously in both of those segments, we have further segmentation that takes place. And what we're pleased to have seen is that in our private client franchises in South Africa, both our Investec Wealth and Investment business, as well as the private banking business, we continue to acquire new clients, bring new clients on book. The private bank business grew its client base by just under 9%, or just on 9%. And in the Investec Wealth and Investment business, we had significant inflows that are just close to 12% year on year, and over just close to 16 billion rands of discretionary funds inflowing in the year under review. So for us, again, looking at key metrics, you're sort of looking at the health of your business, and you look at that sort of performance in a tougher environment, and you do feel pleased that the journey that we've been on over a period of time is actually paying dividends. You're showing deep resilience and attracting clients.
Kumish, if we're looking at those numbers, your net income rose by 1.5%. Your deposits were up 4.1% to 41.2 billion pounds in that period. Lots of good news and lots of upbeat sentiment when your results are out. Perhaps dulling your shine is that ongoing Motor Finance Commission review. Can you just explain to us what's happening there and how it's impacting your business?
Sure. So I think, you know, what we've been very clear to the market at the outset of the motor finance issue, we immediately in the previous financial year made a clear provision for that. And we set aside, and we telegraphed that quite clearly to the market, we set aside a £30 million provision for the motor finance issue. And we're now waiting the legal process to be finalized. We believe the provision we've set aside is adequate. And obviously, time will tell via the outcome of the various legal processes that are underway.
Mm-hmm. And what's your outlook for the short, medium, and long term as a business?
So I think in the short term, we need to see through the current volatility that's really been induced by some of the changes in global trade policies, the American outlook in terms of trade changing substantially. And that has caused, I think, you know, just global and geopolitical tension. And for us as a business, firstly, making sure that we're able to put our clients through a period of volatility, I think is critical. And we do believe this will pass, and you'll need to see what sort of rebalancing takes place and how it all finally plays out. It's very difficult to comment on the very short term because the situation in Zinga appears to change at times from week to week, day to day.
You never know.
Moment to moment.
Yeah.
So the more important thing is to focus on the fundamentals, to know that we're being front-footed and that we're in a position to support our clients. What we look at making sure of is that we have high levels of capital in a more difficult trading period. We also make sure that we have high levels of liquidity in a difficult trading period. And those are key metrics that we monitor in times of volatility. And we're very comfortable in stating that we're very well positioned and defensively positioned given the market volatility at the moment. So that would really be in the short term. In the medium term, we do see in certain segments, in certain areas, opportunity. And if I just talk to South Africa for the moment, you know, we look at the medium, the budget that was passed yesterday after much process and much debate, as we all know, as everyone's been dubbed Budget 3.0, is there's R1 trillion of government investment spending in infrastructure over the next 3 years. That's a significant number. And we also know that would be over time matched by private sector commitment in partnership with government. So the opportunity to drive significant, much needed, and in fact in many instances significantly overdue infrastructure, reinvestment, maintenance, and future growth is critical to get South Africa onto a growth path. So that's something that certainly excites us, and the opportunity to continue to build into that space. We see good levels of activity in our energy and infrastructure and finance business, and we see our lending pipelines increasing into that period.
Right.
Off the back of that, we do believe you could have catalytic economic development. The key message for me is really that the government needs to know we have to focus on speed of execution. We need less talk, more action, and we need partnership.
Kumesh Moodlia, Investec South Africa CEO, thank you so much for your time, just coming in to speak about the company's condensed combined financial results for the year ended 31 March 2025. Really appreciate your time on Kaya Biz this evening.
Thank you so much.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.